Okay, this one matters because the bar for a working app collapsed, and now the embarrassing part is that so many of them look exactly the same.
Yeah, and annoyingly, Expo is right to call that out. The failure mode isn't that the app is broken. It's that the model gives you a competent, sterile rectangle farm and you ship it.
Which is such a brutal June 2026 problem. We've been doing this since November, and somehow now we're basically arguing about whether spacing has a soul.
Oh, that's good.
My week's fine, by the way. Slightly fried from reading too many launch posts. And this is the one that made me go, oh, this is actually useful.
Mine too. A little grumpy, but in a productive way, which is a very exploring next sentence, unfortunately.
So what Expo actually shipped here is a blog post, not a tool, but it does feel like a tool. It's a design checklist for AI-built apps, contrast, hierarchy, alignment, proximity, repetition, balance, white space, and Unity.
Right.
And the value is that it gives you words for why a generated screen feels off. Before that, you're just staring at it like, I don't know, man, this button feels haunted.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. But that's also the correct product, Red Vince. A lot of developers can tell V1 looks worse than V2. They just can't tell the model what changed, except in mushy taste language.
Exactly.
Expo's point is basically that the model is still translating vague visual intent into code tokens. So if you say, line the button up with the container, it can do that. If you say, make this feel premium and calm, that's where it starts free associating.
And they use that spa booking mockup to make it concrete. V1 is the Claude code version before feedback, and V2 is after critique with the checklist. That's the part I liked, because it's not abstract design school talk.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually see the moves. One warm accent color instead of random competing colors. One clear call to action. More breathing room. Cleaner grouping. And suddenly the same app stops looking like template soup.
The white space bit is probably the biggest practical win. They basically say every pixel in V1 is doing a job, which sounds efficient, but for a wellness app, it's the wrong emotional outcome. Dense is not restful.
Right, and that's the thing vibe coding misses all the time. It can satisfy the feature request while completely missing the product feeling.
Sure. I also liked that they didn't pretend a markdown file called visualdesign.md solves taste. They more or less say, no, give the model a screenshot, have it critique against the checklist, then revise. That's a much saner loop.
Which lines up with your old point that the prompt is just a map of what success means. If success is fuzzy, the model invents one, and usually that invented one has rounded cards and a glow under something it should not have a glow under.
Stop it. You are still not over the glow discourse. But yeah, this is basically your polished compounds thing. None of these details alone screams professional. Skip all of them and the whole app reads cheap immediately.
Thank you. I feel seen. Also, target user here is obvious. Developers using Claude Code or any app builder who can get to working fast but not to distinctive. Real adoption path is dead simple. You don't migrate anything. You just start reviewing screens with better language.
My only caution is that this doesn't make the model good at visual judgment. It makes the human better at steering. That's still a real win, just a narrower one than the big app builder marketing tends to imply.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. This isn't magic eyes for the model. It's a critique on it for the person using it, which honestly is probably more valuable right now.
And a little less delusional. Always nice.
All right, Ava, we'll leave the machine to its haunted buttons and go admire some negative space.